Blog Talk Radio.
And not only the image, but even down to the name. Where it's only in modern English that we have the name Jesus. A couple of hundred years ago, that name never existed.
The mainstream media is ignoring this information. Most of the alternative media is also ignoring it.
The way.
Poetic Energy Network.
Station.
Shalom, shalom. What's going on, man? Shabbat shalom. We back again, live and in color, on your eardrums. We back. It's another Shabbat, man. You know, we've been tuning it down the last couple of weeks. We're going to crank it back up in a little bit, but this week we still tuning it down a little bit, and we're going to take it to, you know, we want to dive into scriptures a little bit because we continue to get on the news and everything, but we really want to go back to what's important and get into the scriptures. But hey, I hope you're feeling good. I hope you're getting some rest. But we're gonna talk about a couple things and then we're gonna get out your ear. Let's go to the throne. Father Yahuwah, in Yahushua HaMashiach's name, we thank you once again for another Shabbat. We pray that we would just begin to and continue to just live where you want us to live, Father, and just continue to be strong and continue to just go in the direction have us to go, Father, and that you would teach us through your Ruach HaKodesh and set up our spirit on what you want us to know. So we thank you and we love you and we pray all this. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name we pray, so be it. Hallelujah. Amen. So, hey, so this week what we're going to talk about, we're going to try to dive into real quick, and we're going to get up out of here, is we want to talk about endurance, because a lot of people don't know what endurance is. But we're going to dive into it, and we're going to get out of here. Okay, if you got your scriptures with you, I want you to go to Matthew 24 and verse 23. Now, this is very important. This is what I want you to know. You know, here Yahushua is talking about the end days and everything that's going to be going on. And he says, in verse 13, he says, "And he who shall have endured to the end shall be saved." See, a lot of people think, you know, you ain't got to endure and somehow you can be saved like right now. Like, you know, like it's just blah. You just, you know, you say some couple words and blah. Like you just say it. But he said, he who endures to the end shall be saved. You know what I'm saying? If you go back to Matityahu 10, and 22, he said, "And you shall be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who shall endure to the end shall be saved." So we have to endure to the end. The end of what? That's a good question, because no, usually nobody really goes over. So how long do we have to endure to? You know, what time frame are we living in? How long will we have to endure? So if you go, we're gonna flip a couple of scriptures, and what you have to understand is things are gonna start jumping off in this world, and you have, just as Shaul talked about, you have scoffers who will mock, you know, coming after their own lust, saying, you know, where is the promise of his coming? Basically, like, well, how do you say Yahushua, your Messiah, is coming? And hey, we've been going, everything's been going on for thousands of years. Like, how are you saying he's coming? And everything continues to go on, and there is nothing really changing anything. But they forget the fact about that things happened in the past where Yahuwah has you know, destroyed the earth, and they forget all that fact. So, but we want to show you right now how important it is, hey, for you to hold on to the promise, for you to endure. Because this is what it says. Before we read Yeshayahu, I want to flip to 2 Kefa 3. Second Peter 3, 2, 2 Peter 2 and 3. This is what he says right here. In verse 3, he says, know this first, that mockers shall come in the last days with mocking, walking after their own lust, saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all continues from the beginning of creation. For they chose to have this hidden from them, that the heavens were of old, and the earth was standing out of the water in the water by the word of Elohim, through which the world at that time was destroyed, being flooded with water. And the present heavens and the earth were treasured up by the same word, being kept for fire, to the day of judgment for the destruction of the wicked men. But, beloved ones, let this matter be hidden from you. Let not this matter be hidden from you, that with Yahuwah one day is like as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. Hey, I was telling my wife earlier about something I learned about. You remember back in Bereshit or Genesis when he tells Adam that, hey, you will die. You will certainly die, you know, in this day. Like he would die the same day. You know, in the day he transgressed. And sure enough, you would say, well, he didn't die in the same day. But Adam lived to be 930 years almost. I believe it was 930 years. And if this statement right here says 1,000 years is but a day. So he only lived, as Yahuwah said, he died the same day in which he transgressed. Because that's a day to him. And Yahuwah says in verse 9, Yahuwah is not slow in regarding his promise, as some count slowness, but patient toward us, not wishing anyone shall perish, but all shall come to repentance. Because if you check this, a lot of people think, you know, Yahuwah may give you a promise, and then it seems like he's slow in regarding coming and fulfilling the promise. But what you have to remember is Yahuwah has a time calendar. He has a time calendar in which he's going to do things in which they're going to be in his time. And this is a fact that you have to realize in these end days that we're living in is, hey, you're going to pray, you're going to see some things go on, and you're going to be wishing that Yahuwah would come right then and say, you know, and because Yahuwah said you would long to see the days of the coming of son of Adam, but they shall not come. You know, so it's going to be, people are going to be longing to see Yahusha come and then not come, and it just seemed like it's delaying. But what you got to remember is, to us it seemed like it may be a delay, but to him, he's always on time, on his time, because say you have a notebook, he has, at this time, this is what I'm going to do. You know, and only the Father knows that. You talk about in Revelations where Yahusha sits on a cloud ready to swing the sickle. He doesn't even know what time he's going to swing the sickle until the messenger comes from the temple of Yahuwah, bringing the word to Yahusha for him to swing the sickle. I mean, that's what you're talking about. Only the Father knows in his time which he's going to do. He's going to perform his promises. So he's not slow or slack in return in performing his promises. Because verse 10 says, but the day of Yahuwah shall come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with intense heat, and the earth and with its works are shall be burnt up, and all shall see that all those are to be destroyed in this way. What kind of people you ought to be set apart, behavior and reverence. So you got to know that, hey, just because you think that he may be slow, that's where endurance comes in. Because endurance says that, hey, no matter how long I have to wait, I know what he said. I know he's not a liar. I know that once his word comes forth out of his mouth, it does not return again him void. So I know that, hey, if he said something, he has to perform it. He's not going to neglect or repent on his word. So that's what you got to realize, that, hey, once it is said, once it is spoken, it is over. It is settled. The dust has been settled. And all you have to do is endure to wait. Because it's kind of like, that's what usually his cycle is. You look at people, you go back and you look at people like Abraham. You look at people like Noah. You look at the patriarchs of the faith. Think about it. Abraham, he tells Abraham, hey, I'm going to bless you above all. I'm going to bless your seed. You're going to have, your inheritance is going to be like the sands of the sea, like the stars, you know. And he says this promise, but then the promise didn't come to pass. I mean, just like that, like overnight, like it's just not, blah, it's just, it happened overnight. No. You know, Abraham went through some things. You know, Sarah at one point didn't, you know, truly believe. She laughed when he said it, you know, but the promise was given to Abraham. And so you're talking about over a year. He came and he visited one time. He said, no, in a year, this promise will come to pass. So in between that time was endurance. Just like Noah. He told Noah, he said, hey, make this ship. Noah made the ship, and I believe it was he preached 120 years. 120 years before his promise came to pass. And so these patriarchs and these prophets, they had endurance because they knew, hey, his word is short. So they never faulted on, because it's not happening now, that somehow the promises have been done away with. No, they knew that, hey, I have to endure. Just like now, we know that Yahushua is going to come and save us. You know, but we have to endure to the end, and then we will be saved. So I want to pause for a second before we get into any more, and I want to share a revelation that my wife had the other night. She's been having a couple dreams, and she had one dream where we were actually shopping, and the food was, the prices were, I hope I'm getting this right, the prices were, you know, ridiculously high. And it, but it was the people who, some people across the street who didn't, you know, pay the prices we paid, because that, you know, they were, you know, maybe a little richer, maybe, you know, quote unquote the elite, I guess you would say. And then, but the other night she had a dream in which a messenger of Yahuwah told her that it's a prophecy in Revelations in the third seal, which talks about. The third seal talks about Revelation 6 and 5 says, and he opened the third seal and he said, come. It says, and I heard the third living creature say, come and see. And I looked and saw a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures say, a measure of wheat for a denarius and three measures of barley for a denarius. And do not harm the oil and the wine. And that's the third seal, and the messenger told her that we would be living in that time where we will see this prophecy unfold. Now, that's huge, because you're talking about a denarius right there was a Roman monetary unit, which was a day's wages. So imagine you work all day. You work all day just to get a loaf of bread that right now is $2 and something. So you're talking about bread is almost, according to this, you're talking about the inflation rate is almost, you know, out of the roof. You're talking about a piece of bread. I don't know how much you make in a day, but you're talking about a piece of bread is what, $40, something like that. You're talking about super hyperinflation. And what they're going to try to do, I'm talking about real time, what we're doing, we're talking about right now. As they try to transition to the mark of the beast, you know, getting everything on one monetary system, what they're going to try to do is, you know, cash and all these other things is going to become more obsolete. And as they, you know, as, you know, wars and different things began to break out, you will have, you look at every war, you look at every time there was a war of things going on, it was inflation. And that's what you're going to have. You're going to have inflation, and you're going to have people, you know, things are going to be scarce. And so as time goes on, as you get closer to the implementation of the Mark of the Beast, in which we talked about a couple of weeks ago about IBM and, you know, how they have, you're going to have all the things on one monetary system. Maybe, you know, a microchip in which, you know, you have all your money, all your information, everything connected to this. You see, they have an IBM commercial. We talked about it. They have an IBM commercial where a guy, you know, he's shopping. He puts some stuff in his coat and he runs out the store and it almost looked like he was shoplifting. But in fact, he had the microchip in his arm, and the guy, the police officer, runs after him like he's going to arrest him because he was shoplifting, putting stuff in his coat. And he runs after him, but hands him a receipt. You know why they're doing this? Because IBM is most likely, and we talked about how they helped the Nazis, and they had one mainframe which would rule all. And that's what's going to happen. It's going to be one mainframe that rules everything, in which everybody's going to be tied into this beast. And so they're going to make it so in which if you don't have the components that match with the beast, being the chip or possibly something that of that nature, in which you cannot buy or sell except you have this, except you have the mark. You won't be able to buy or sell. You won't be able to go to a grocery store unless the only way you would be able to buy or sell is accept the mark. That's the only way. And so as they make that transition, you know, things will begin to go up. They will start to, you know, spike food, and it will be so hard, you know, because cash is going to, you know, end up, you know, crash. You know, the American dollar is going to end up crashing, and, you know, and they're going to have that one monetary system. So this thing is very big, how we're talking about how we will be living in this time frame. And so when you think about this, you think about Yosef. You think about Yosef, and Yahuwah told Yosef through a dream, you know, that things would happen, that would be famine in the land, and he needed to save up. And so what he began to do is he began to, you know, he was smart. Because a lot of people say, oh, yeah, you know, Yahuwah does give us wisdom. And we have the scriptures. Yahushua said, behold, I have told you. He has told us everything. Through the Ruach HaKodesh, he has revealed everything. So if we knew that there was a cliff at the end of a gate or the end of a hill, why wouldn't we was already warned, why would we keep driving? So, you know, you just have to seek Yahuwah for yourself and show him and ask him how he wants you to prepare for this time that we're coming upon, whether it be financially, physically, or what, because, you know, eventually we will have to endure to the end. In the end, not being the end of the world. And I'm going to show you. Let's dive back into the scriptures. And I'm going to show you that the end is not the end of the world, not the end of the coming, but the end before the great tribulation. This is what he says, Revelations 3 and 8. No, we're going to go before that. Revelations 3 and 7. And the messenger of the assembly of Philadelphia wrote, right, he who is set apart, he who is true, he who has the key of Daoud, who opens and no one shuts, and who shuts and no one opens, says this, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut, that you have little power, yet you have guarded my word, and have not denied my name. See, I am giving those of the congregation of Hashitan, who said they are Yahudim, but are not, but lie. See, I am making them come and worship before your feet, to know that I have loved you, because you have guarded my word of endurance. I shall guard you from the hour of trial that is coming upon the whole world to try those who dwell on earth. So because he said, look, he said there was one reason. For everything there's a cause and effect, but one reason he said that he would guard us. He said because we have guarded his word of endurance. And what was his word of endurance? He said in Matityahu, Matthew 24, that those who endure to the end shall be saved. So those who keep his word dear, those who keep the commandments dear until this, that who are living in this age until that point before the great tribulation, he would guard the promise. That's the promise. Don't let anybody sway you from that promise. That promise that he says that if we who are living in this time frame right now, if we shall guard his word of endurance, he said that he will guard us from the hour of trial that is coming upon the whole world to test those who dwell on earth. You're talking about a time coming upon the world in which, if it was not shortened, no flesh would survive. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about in verse 10, he's talking about the hour of trial, the hour of testing being the great tribulation. He said that he will guard us from that. Which means, if you look that word up in guarding, that means we're protected. Like, it's not going to harm us. Why? Because if we know, we can get in more into the book of Revelations of how we would go into the wilderness. Look, even the prophet Daniel was shown this. Look, Daniel says in 12:1, he says, "Now at that time Michael shall stand up, the great head is who is standing over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of distress such as there was a nation until that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone found written in the book." So he's saying that at that time of distress, that last 3.5 years of the 7 years, when you're talking about Hanak and Aliyahu was coming, you're talking about that they would be delivered, every person's name who was written in the book of life. So if your name is written in the book of life and you guard the word of endurance until the end, until the great tribulation, you will be guarded from the great tribulation. That's what Yahushua said. He said, pray that you are worthy to escape those things which are going to befall the earth. So that's the promise. That's the promise. It's simple. It's a promise. It's not a maybe or if. If you guard the word of endurance, if you guard his commandments, and you have the testimony of Yahushua, and you guard it until the end right now, because there's many confirmations. Just like I just told you about the dream my wife had and just different things. And you know, you can see the atmosphere. You can know that, hey, we are living in the very end times. I mean the very end times. We are living there. We are here. You know, we talked about it. You see everybody always talking about nah, but we here. So you're talking about that your name written in the Lamb Book of Life, that you will be guarded from the hour of trial or testing that is going to come upon the whole world to try those who dwell on earth. That is the test. That's what the promise is. So the word. So that's what the lesson is today. That hey, guard the word of endurance. No matter, and Yahuwah will. He'll put you through little situations where he'll give you a promise. He'll give you a promise, and he'll say, "This is what I'm gonna do to you. This is what I'm gonna do for you in the future." But guess what? He won't automatically just like he did the prophets and Abraham, he won't automatically just do it the next day. It may take a year. It may take 2 or 3 years. But you have to realize that, hey, I'm going to endure because I know his word is true and is sure. And he does not lie. You know what I'm saying? So you have to remember that. Because even Yahushua said, hey, those who endure to the end, those who endure until the point of the great tribulation shall be protected and guarded. That is a great promise. Because you're talking about, this is what Yahushua said. Yahushua said in Matthew 24:21, he says, "And then there shall be a great distress, such as has not been since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." I mean, do you understand the magnitude of his words he just said? He said, I mean, you're talking about, there's a lot of things that happened in the world that people could have been like, man, that was some bad stuff. And that was a distress. You're talking about Hitler, you're talking about World War I, II, you know, Pearl Harbor, you're talking about the great, you know, just go all the way back to Noah with the flood. I mean, it's so many instances where you can say, man, that was some worse stuff. But you're talking about, Yahushua said that nothing back then since the beginning of the world until that this time or ever shall be. So you're talking about this 3.5 year period is going to be the worst time the earth has ever experienced. So if you think you've seen something with hurricanes, tornadoes, and, you know, Katrina, and all these disasters like Haiti and all this stuff, there was some wild stuff happening, but you You're talking about this time. And you're talking about, because when you look at the revelations, you're talking about these seals that are being broken. You know, they're called the woes. And this is when the two witnesses come. You're talking about this time is the, we can't even imagine how worse it is. He said, look, this is what he said. If those days were not short, no flesh would be saved. But for the sake of my chosen ones, those days shall be shortened. You know what I'm saying? Because you have people, we're gonna dive more into the last 7 years and the Daniel prophecy in further lessons. But you have people that are still chosen that who may be, because when you're chosen, you know, it's no way around it. He's gonna get you. You know, because we who now are marching in Yahushua have grew up maybe Pentecostal, maybe grew up Baptist, maybe grew up in another religion. But hey, he chose us. Remember what he told the disciples? He said, I have chose y'all. You didn't choose me, I chose you. So that's the thing, is what you got to remember, is he chose us. So there's people who may reject the Besor, you may come bring the Besor to them, and they may reject it. But there are people who will live, because there are groups of people. You're talking about, we just read, it has to be. There's a group of people that whose names are written in the book, who at the time of distress will be delivered and protected from that hour. That's what Daniel says, and that's what Revelation says, and that's what Yahushua says. He said in the Revelations, he gives us the promise. It says, hey, if we guard his word of endurance, if we endure it until the end, before the great tribulation, hey, we will be protected. Just like you remember, Yahushua shows his examples. You remember when Yahushua was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. You remember the messenger said, I cannot destroy it until you're up out of here. You know, I'm paraphrasing, but he said he couldn't destroy it till he leaves. And so what did he do? He fled and he left. And the messenger let him go to another city before they destroyed it. It's the same thing. Is he not going to destroy the righteous with the wicked? But you have a lot of people who's going to be living through the tribulation, who have maybe they have been in these false religions. They have been in this false idol worship. They have been in all these false things, but they will wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Because you remember Revelations, it talks about one of the persons says, who are these? Who are these people coming out of there? And these are people who came out of the great tribulations who have washed their robe in the blood of the Lamb. And that's symbolic of saying, hey, their robes were dirty. They were chosen. They were part of Yisrael, but they have defiled themselves, and so they will wash their robe in the blood of the Lamb and come out of the great tribulation, and we shall see Yahushua with our own eyes. We will see him. We will see him like it is, and in a moment, in the twinkling in the eye, we shall be like him. So continue to spread the Besor. Continue to have endurance to the promises of Yahushua, because his word, he said, if you guard my word of endurance, I shall guard you from that hour, that trial, that great tribulation that is coming upon the whole world, that 3.5 years that is coming upon the whole world. Try those who dwell on earth. So we must guard that word. So, hey, you were listening to the Poetic Energy Network. I'm Yahuwah Saad. Hey, I hope you had a good one. I hope you had a blessed Shabbat. Man, be easy. Get your rest in and chill, because it's been a good one. Guard the word of endurance. Hey, I hope you see you next time on the Poetic Energy Network station, on the way with Yahuwah Saad. We out of here.